joy and an honor and a pleasure to serve the Lord. Danita Gibbs right there on K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M. We're five cities strong all day long, and we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. Let's talk about Bible Jeopardy, the category this morning.
Name the book.
In which book is the following verse found? Love suffers long and is kind. Is it 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, or Ephesians? When you find the answer, put what is in front of that and then call me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. We'll take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We will be right back with more of the Ham Camp. Stay with us.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
When he's definitely on your side, somebody know he's in the army all by himself. And it may look like they are hurting you or defeating you. But when the Lord is on your side, there's nothing that they can do with you. Matter of fact, they really don't know what to do with you. So they look at one another and say, now what can we do to change his or her mind about the Christ?
What can we do with
it? You understand? Satan sends people to make you change how you feel about God. And sometimes we fall in the trap and our mind gets confused and we begin to think as they would want us to think. But I don't care what you do to me.
That's right.
I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Watch Moses. Moses now had been called to the mountain. Had a conference with the burning bush. Called up to the mountain, told to take off your shoe because you're standing on holy ground. And I'm going to appoint you from this bush. To go and take care of some of my unfinished business. Because I have heard their cry. Seen their teeth. And now I want a deliverance to take place for my people. Now, he, as most of us, would look at God and say, I can't do this. Find somebody else. Take along your brother Aaron.
Take him.
I understand you have a speech impediment. But when God get to talking for you, you don't have to open your mouth. His actions are going to speak for you. Watch closely. He takes the rod, translates the stick, he goes back to see Pharaoh. Pharaoh brings out the magicians, put the snakes on the ground, he puts the stick translating the staff. It turns into a snake and eat the other snake. He picks it up and turns back into a staff, stick. Moses don't have to say a word, but God is talking.
Be quiet. All right now.
through the staff and through the stick and through the snakes, God is talking. And Pharaoh and all who are with him are looking in him in amazement because God is talking. Has God done something in your life that baffled you? Has God done anything in your life that had you puzzled?
Yeah.
And you walked out wondering, what the world have taken place right in front of my eyes?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So now God is talking for Moses to Pharaoh in all of Egypt land with a stick translated into staff.
Yes.
Yes.
And through this, Moses is now doing the master's will. Point number one. You're going to always find opposition in doing the master's will. Right? You're going to always find opposition in doing the master's will. Somebody is going to fight against it. So get ready. So point number one, y'all. Someone will always kick against what you're going to try to do as it pertains to God's program. Someone is going to try to make fun of you. Someone's going to talk about you. Someone's going to pick at you. Someone's going to try to hurt your feelings. Point number one, there are going to be obstacles in trying to serve the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Reverend, you're telling me. I thought serving the Lord was, he's going to just take care of everything. No, yeah, he's going to take care of it. But you're going to kick some head. Anybody in here headed to heaven with hell on your back? Anybody in the house headed to heaven with hell on your back right now? Baby, you don't live in the world I live. Yeah? So here Moses is commanded.
Break you down.
Moses is challenged
all the way. Ain't no match for him.
From the entrance of Egypt land to the exit.
Come on now.
That's why it's called Exodus. I says it's exit through the dust. From the entrance to the exit. There were obstacles day after day. So what are you trying to tell me, Reverend? I'm saying when you give your life to Christ, it's gonna come day after day. Sometimes gonna make you cry. That's right, tap your sleep pack. You said, what's going on now? Satan has launched an all-out attack on your life. But if you just stay still and keep talking to the master. I know someone who can fight the battle. All you got to do is try. Put him through the test. And you'll come back and testify. I don't know how he did it, but he did. He worked out ground just when they thought they had me down. God, come back and deliver me. Watch closely. Now, Moses has gone through a series of things, of going into Pharaoh's backyard, talking to him face to face, looking at the soldiers, listening at the chariot wheels come behind him. God becomes a pillar of cloud by day, which means God became an air conditioner. Because it was hot out there. So he became a pillar of cloud by day. which means God became an air conditioner. And then he became a pillar of fire by night. He became a fire. And each time as Pharaoh would get close, God would do something. Send frog, lice, locust. Each time he tried to do something, then he sent message to the firstborn shall die. Each time Pharaoh tried to do something, God offset it.
Right.
Have you seen God offset Satan in your life?
Yeah.
Satan thought he had you.
Yeah.
God come back and offset it.
Yes, sir.
Your neighbor thought you were going to lose your home. You went to the bank and the banker called you in and put what you owed in the back of the lawn and said, we're going to give you another shot.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing but a little offset. In other words, God came in, offset your situation and offset your problem. And so now we see God have done some offsetting for Moses coming out of Egypt. When he gets to the Red Sea, it's a serious dilemma. Army behind, mountains on one side, wilderness on the other, sea in the front. What will God
do next?
Do?
Can
you
God
work it out?
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you. The mountains are too high.
Go over.
The wilderness is too treacherous. The sea is too great. Anybody in the house been there where the mountains have been too high? The wilderness has been too great. And the sea is too deep. What are you going to do when you're standing there and your life is in the hands of someone else? But God comes and makes a way out of no way. And all Israel does not walk over on wet ground, but they walk over on dry ground. Tell me, watch this. God works it out, the details, to the very small teenage info. He do not leave anything out when it comes to taking care of you. If you put your trust in him, he will take care of you all the way to the smallest detail and bring you through. Watch closely here. So Moses goes through this. He gets them across the Red Sea. He goes and receives the Ten Commandments. They take all that gold and they make a golden calf, and now they want to serve another god. Moses comes back down from the mountain, look at them acting crazy and a fool, and now he got to get them back and get their hearts concentrated back on the Lord. Now he gets upset. Okay, now we're going to leave from here. We're going to move this golden calf, and now they must have been black folk.
What did he do? What did he do?